You are now listening to Mob Radio, your favorite Christian podcast. Check us out now on www.tjm.co.ke/podcasts.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe is hung where you can.
Yo, how are you, my friends? How are you doing? Merry, merry, merry Christmas. And as I would love to say it, have a jolly merry Christmas. Well, welcome to today's podcast.
Thank you.
Yes, can you tell the guys Merry, Merry Christmas?
Hello, guys. Merry, Merry Christmas to you. I hope you're having fun this Christmas. I hope you're doing what you love doing during this Christmas, because it's Christmas.
Yeah. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, welcome to the second part of the Christmas special
edition,
podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I'm glad to have you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And today we are going to have some fun. So we're going to share some memories about Christmas.
All right.
And I'm really looking forward to it.
All right.
Now, let's share a word of prayer and then we can kick this on. Mm-hmm. Our dear everlasting Father, we thank you and we exalt your holy name. We adore you and we love you, Lord. Lord, I pray that, Father, as we begin this podcast, you're going to guide us through to the end. And Father, we are going to learn more. We are going to have some fun time, O God. And after this, we are going to turn our faces back to you, O God. Thank you and be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
It's another year, 2024. Christmas is here. And I bet most of our listeners are out there with family.
Yeah.
I hope nobody is lonely. I really do.
But Christmas can be lonely, especially if you have no plans of celebrating.
Yeah.
Especially for people that kind of carry painful memories of Christmas, because life happens and things happen to people, and especially when it happens at a time like this, and people just have things to remember that they really don't want to remember. So it could be lonely, but we just hope that they just find something not to be lonely during this Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I really do pray for everybody that is listening.
Yeah.
And everybody out there, I really do hope that they have a beautiful experience this season.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I do not wish that anybody has a tough season.
Yeah.
Especially right now. Yeah. Now, before we go too far, I would like to share with you the feeling I'm having this Christmas. But before we go too far, let me share with you an amazing jam that also explain to us what we are going to be discussing today.
Yes.
Have you ever had a season in your life that you wish Christmas never ends?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish Christmas never ends by
Zach Williams. That guy.
Enjoy that jam.
I got children laughing, it's a wonderful life. No, I don't want Christmas in. 'Cause I'm telling stories new, telling stories past. Why does it have to come and go so fast?
That is an amazing jam by Zach Williams. Yeah. I don't want Christmas to end.
Neither do I.
You don't want it to end?
Yeah.
Well, do you have one Christmas that you have in your mind that you never wanted to end, for whichever reason?
Yeah, I think I have one. Yeah. There was this time we went to, you know, Christmas was about visiting my grandpa's place. Yeah. And we were all of us. Everybody, and it was just fun, you know. And you didn't have to think about the coming year. We just had to think about eating, had to think about plants, you know, being all over. And it was just a fun Christmas that I wished, because everybody was there, from my dad, everybody, yeah. Everybody was there, and it was just a moment of family together, and it was just awesome. Yeah.
That's amazing. For me, I'm not really sure I remember. I'm not a fan of memories, keeping memories.
I have that weakness.
So I'm not a fan. So I enjoy the moment. I enjoy Christmas. Mm-hmm. I do every chance I get. I do, but I don't think there is one Christmas I can point out and say I never wanted this Christmas yet.
Yeah, but I think that particular one when we were all there and having fun, I think that was one to remember, because most of the time one was unavailable because of work or something, others were not there. But this time, everybody, at one particular time, everybody was there sitting, and it was just awesome.
Wow. For this Christmas, what's making it special for me is the feeling I'm having when I think about it. Mm-hmm. I'm having this feeling like everybody who has a chance to celebrate Christmas has one of the best opportunity to engage with family.
Yeah.
Recently, actually this year, 2023, has meant a lot for me, because I've come to realize so many things about family. Mm-hmm. And getting that chance to interact with family, it clears your mind in a lot of ways. It opens you up to a lot of peace. Mm-hmm. You get?
Yes.
And when I was thinking about the opportunity that people have to go celebrate Christmas with family, I felt like, wow, guys, you are lucky.
Yes,
you are lucky, and you need to take every opportunity that you have. If you get a chance, a day, a few hours, a couple of hours to celebrate with family, just do it. Just do it.
And I think I take Christmas as a time to just reconcile with family.
Yeah,
and I think it's kind of like a law or something that Christmas is for family.
Yeah.
And I think it's just an opportunity for people to just see eye to eye. I think it's Christmas is just a reminder of how important family is. And I think Christmas is just an opportunity for people to just appreciate family most of the time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, today I'd like you to tell me something.
Yeah.
What is your best, what's the best thing for you about Christmas?
Now or before?
Both. Let's say both.
Before was family and traveling. And that is when we were younger, and it was about eating and all. It was about
eating,
new
eating.
Clothes.
Uh-huh.
It was about new hairstyles. Yeah. You know, we had
even hairstyles.
Yeah, we had a trending hairstyle for Christmas. We just had, you know, it was being called box. It was a very mm-hmm. trendy mm-hmm. hairstyle for Christmas.
Yeah.
And some goggles and some funny, you know, things. And smelling nice and smelling new, matching clothes with brothers and sisters and all, and relatives. But I think that was one of the things that made Christmas fun, because you were assured you'd get something new.
Yeah,
you were sure about traveling, leaving your home.
Yeah.
You were sure about meeting your cousins and just talking and
yeah.
all those things. But now, the best thing about Christmas is about, I think when you grow, as you grow older, you get to appreciate some time alone.
The peace, the peace.
You know, there's no more pressure. You know, yeah, right now you're like, pressure. I don't need a new cloth, because right now you're buying it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to be extravagant on food. I can just make a decent meal in the house.
Yeah.
I don't need to be extravagant about hairstyle, you know.
Yeah.
You're looking for, I think right about now, Christmas gives me time to just be alone peacefully. You know, when you're older, you have that capacity to just sit down and look back at things.
Yeah.
Maybe something that maybe probably wouldn't have done any work.
And for me, I think right now, what I think the best part of Christmas for me today is engaging with family.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't take Christmas as such a big thing. I'm not a fun person, like this is so big, this is something so big. I'm a simple guy generally. I'm a simple guy, but one of the best things that I learned is that engaging with people who think that Christmas is a big deal has transformed my thinking about life. And I was taking some time to ask my friends about, is Christmas the best season, mm-hmm. The best holiday of the year for them? Is Christmas, how is comparing Christmas to other holidays that happen? Is Christmas your best holiday?
I'd say Christmas is my best holiday. Because, you know, there's just something about Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something that kind of unites everybody. It's something that kind of everybody's doing. You know, you're having a mutual celebration of something important.
Mm.
And to just see that oneness around the world, to just see that oneness around family, around friends, you feel, we're in this together.
Yeah.
So I think it should be one of the most important season in life, because people get more together during Christmas. Because, for example, if there's other holidays like national holidays, right, but others don't take it as a big deal. But Christmas comes and people just want to be together. There's that urge of being family. There's that urge of doing something fun. There's that urge of celebrating life. And I think it's actually a very good season for that.
And I think it should never fade away. I think how we do Christmas, like the big deal of Christmas, if people enjoy Christmas by slaughtering a goat,
that should never stop.
I don't think it should ever stop. Because look at developed countries like the US, when they are doing Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
If it's Thanksgiving, it's as
they
if they trans yeah.
They have a turkey for Thanksgiving. Turkey.
And it's as if they spread that feeling across the globe.
Yeah.
Even
Christmas is kind of felt even globally, and they kind of do that.
But you know, the thing is, Christmas is a global event.
Yes.
It's a global holiday, right?
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving is not, it's a national holiday for them.
For them.
But it turns out we even get to know it. We know even the dates.
Yes.
So they've made it such a big deal for them. And I pray that Christmas will never fade. The beauty of Christmas will never fade. That's a wish I have.
But I would want to see what happens during Christmas in like 5 years or so, or 10 years from now. I would love to see Christmas, how Christmas will be 10 years from now.
But I still wish we don't get to forget Kununua Mbuzi.
I wish people that's really fun. I just wish people would still go home. You know, people will just go home.
Maybe one day the city will be empty.
But the people that go home now to the city.
People will go home to the city?
Yes, the people that the city is home. We'll always have.
That's a bit complicated.
Yeah.
Although, fair watalipa.
Cheap.
No, that's the fun part of it.
But I'll never understand how fun it will be Christmas. You know, without Ushago. You know, Christmas Ushago and Ushago are usually the same.
Yeah, Ushago is everything.
I don't know. I think probably Christmas in the city will not be a big thing.
Did you ever have a family activity that you really loved?
During Christmas?
Yeah.
I think not only, it was not, I wouldn't say a family activity, but it was something that was being done.
Yeah.
We had, there was Christmas where it was plum season. You know, the plum season. So you had to make sure that those that didn't come get the plums. So it was about Nachuna za kwetu, Nachuna za kwetu.
Upanda kwa miti was a fun part.
Yes, now that was like
unachuna.
So it was now like a team thing.
Wow.
Now hizi ni za familia yenu, tunachuna zenu, hizi ni za familia yenu, tumechuna zenu. You know, and now you're like, tunachuna kama like a whole dunia.
That's interesting.
I think that was the fun part because it was
that's fun.
Nearing the end. So we have to pack so many things.
Wow.
And because Shosh cannot, guys were pandia and she was like, sit up a pandia meeting and watch you here. Go do it yourself. So we were like, now we do it as a team effort. Walwa kupanda juu, kuna walwa juu, kuna walwa kuwesha nye meiva. Nini, kuna director, so kuangalia kwenye nyanguka. Kuangalia nye meunguka chini, isipote. Kuna walwa kukula. But it was just, I think, fun to just think about other
amazing
people that were not there.
It's a moment, yani, when I look at it, when I imagine it, it's a moment you will not exchange for anything.
You wouldn't even
everybody
want to miss
is
it.
Shouting. Hey,
yeah.
And because
it's a family thing, you have to make sure you guys get it right. You have to make sure every family gets it.
Yeah.
So that's you have to make sure you're there. You have to make sure like you're doing it in turns. It was not like tunachuna yangu alafu nishuke. Tunachuna twende tukagawe. So it was just something of togetherness of a sort.
For us, I think for me, one of the best memories I have, nafikiria, I don't know why it's a big deal, but kununua crate ya soda.
Ah, yeah.
Like,
yes.
When it didn't happen on Christmas Day, whether kumepikua ngombe mzima, if there was no a crate of soda,
still
a or two, it still felt sijatosha. Yani, bado, yani it's not complete.
Yeah.
It was not complete. So, wow. I used to love it because one of my uncles ni alikuwa anapenda kununua hiyo soda. So when it doesn't come for Christmas,
you're like, something is
on. Now
what is happening about the sodas?
Yeah, who is going to buy the soft drinks?
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was amazing.
I think one thing about Christmas, I remember just one more.
Yeah.
When we were traveling, because we could have traveled Kitambo, and we were like, the whole family, there was one time we were traveling, the time I was telling about traveling, the whole family.
Yeah.
And growing up, there was some juice that was being bought and then it diluted and then now you had to come with your own bottle. You had to come with your own bottle.
You remind me something.
Uwekewe yako. You tend to travel now and mpaka ufike kwa shosh. So you'd go for like 30 minutes, you take two sips. You take two sips ujieke. Unauliza tumefika wapi? Because that was the next destination you were supposed to sip again. So you are holding on to your juice waiting for a certain destination so that you can sip. And I'll take yako ishe because...
That's interesting.
I remember being a kid is nice. The whole previous night.
Yeah.
Mutu napakiwa zake.
Unapakiwa.
Si mambo ya kuja
ti.
And there was this eye contact na hookers. That was unacceptable.
No eye contact now.
Uko na juice yako mahali. So,
kwa hivyo usitishe kitu.
Ukiliza tata unataka juice. Tuko sawa. Because literally, you know, you have your own
yeah,
bottle.
Yeah, you have your own bottle.
Yeah, so it was about that. That was
fun. That must be that's such a memory. Now, I'm looking at something I want us to talk about.
Yeah.
Like setting up like your own tradition.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to do this after the break.
Yes.
But the question is, what are you going to do this Christmas? Or what do you think you would want to do this Christmas?
Yeah.
That you would want it to be like a tradition for you in the future, even with your family or whatever. So let's take a break and then we will be right back.
Thank you for tuning in on every single podcast. Now, if you have any feedbacks whatsoever or would like to reach us for a partnership, please feel free to reach us on WhatsApp via +254 794 117 190 or via our email, which is info@djm.co.ke. Talk to us. We don't bite. You are now listening to Mob Radio, your favorite Christian podcast. Check us out now on www.tjm.co.ke/podcasts.
Welcome back.
Yes.
I hope you are enjoying today's podcast. And with me, I have Kin Rugongo.
Yes.
A friend of mine, a very good friend of mine. And we are discussing about Christmas and what it is about and the memories we've had in the past and today and what we are looking forward for in the future.
I think those that know me know I love chapatis.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'll probably make chapatis for Christmas.
not because
it's Christmas, but just because I love chapatis. And I'd love it to be a tradition as Christmas, not to make them alone, even when
wow.
I have family.
You know? I love that.
Not to make them alone. I want to have those fans with my daughter and ungas all over.
Yeah.
You know, and aprons, wearing aprons. And chapatis, and then we can figure out what to do to eat with the chapati. Once they cook, now you can decide what else
the
accompaniment.
Yeah.
But I would love it to be like, my daughter knows it's Christmas. Dad is making chapatis.
Dad has to make chapatis for us.
Yeah. Or we have to make chapatis together, but dad is involved.
Yeah.
You know that. I may not
That's
be
amazing.
Maybe around the year I'm busy or something.
Yeah.
But I want to make a tradition that it's Christmas time. I personally have to make chapatis for my family. You know, as a dad, and just to make those chapatis. I don't know. I've always have wanted to do
that.
You know, ungas and all that,
that.
Aprons. Yeah. And yeah.
Wow. For me, I think, I don't know. I've not figured out yet.
I think it's because I love chapatis that much.
But I was talking to my best friend, and I was saying that I would love to have a tradition.
Yeah.
Because thinking about it now, Christmas is not so serious for me, because I'm getting used to just enjoying my alone time enjoying whatever life has to offer in this moment.
Yeah.
But in the future, I want to do something with my family.
Yes.
I want to do something with the people that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remember and know that when Christmas comes, nothing else happens.
Yeah.
It's just this and just that. No work, no udaku from people, not even other friends.
Just
family. Me and family. Mm-hmm. And okay, I hope I get some ideas, but I'm sorry, chapatis probably won't be one of those for me. I'm not a fan of chapatis.
I hope my daughter will be a chapati.
But of course, chapatis will never cease to be cooked in my house. But I don't think it's going to be the memory. But I love yours.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to adopt one for cooking, or maybe something. Like
I want it to be like I want it to be like Christmas cannot start without dad making chapatis. We've cooked every other thing, but we know dad makes chapatis.
Exactly.
You know, and I would be like, yeah, guys.
That's such a tradition.
Hold up. I think that's something I would want to adopt.
Like, probably one day when you're a grandfather, your grandchildren will be coming with your daughter and your kids, and they say, today it's grandpa
makes chapatis.
Making chapatis.
You know, it moves like that.
Wow.
Grandpa makes chapatis.
I think that's going to be fun.
Well, so I need to learn more. I need to make sure I'm perfect at chapatis. Not the bachelor kind.
Not the bachelor kind, but the perfect chapatis.
Yeah, for fun.
Well, fans, I hope you are enjoying today's show. And I don't know for you, what is it that you would love to adopt as a tradition for you? Or what is your family today doing as a tradition and you value that so much you even want to carry it forward?
Yeah.
I would love to hear from you. Anyway, before we wrap it up, this is my final question.
Uh-huh.
And we are going to discuss it.
Yes.
What is your wildest dream about Christmas?
This is going to be very weird because it involves chapatis again. But this time, I think I've watched too many Christmas movies that I would love to one day have Christmas abroad.
Wow.
You know, in the snow, like I see it in the movies, in scarves, in you know, that sledge and all.
Yeah.
I think that would be something
I would love to. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is one. I think it's actually even in my bucket list.
That's amazing.
Christmas abroad.
Wow.
With family and snow and all that. But with chapati still at the end of the day.
That gives me some ideas.
I think I'd love to just have Christmas abroad. You know, just get to experience the kind of feeling that the movie gives.
You know,
it's cold, it's winter, it's snowy. There are lights all over, their family behind singing.
You're
playing games, maybe with a guitar or something. But abroad, yeah.
Come to think of it, my wildest dream would be decorating a Christmas tree in my house.
Yeah.
And maybe doing a karaoke
with my family. That would be fun. Invite me to that one.
Or even a dance. You know, I love this song. This song that you played.
Yeah.
It gives me a vibe of slow dances.
Yes.
In my wildest dream, I want to do that. I want to decorate a Christmas tree.
Yes,
I want to dance to an amazing gospel song that is slow.
Like this
and
one,
nice.
No,
yeah,
like
this one.
These ones are cool.
I really, because it gives us, like you said, the movie feeling.
Yes.
Movies have a way of just giving us this ideal image in our heads about how we want life to end. And well, maybe one day we'll get to do that.
Yeah,
I really look forward to that.
And one thing I forgot about Christmas,
mm-hmm.
I try my best to watch a Christmas movie because every Christmas movie teaches me something about family, about Christ, about giving, about sharing, about love in general. So I think I love watching Christmas movies. Well, to kind of make me. To motivate me for my wildest dream of Christmas to get ideas.
At least you're trying to implement something.
So kind of learn, you know, I don't want to be a stranger when I get there. So I'll have some idea of how those things go about.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But the giving part is one of the things that I really want to adopt coming the next few years. I really want to adopt that habit of giving during Christmas.
Yeah.
And God help us.
Yes.
God
Amen.
Amen. Anyway, as we wrap it up, any final words?
It's Christmas time and the idea of Christmas is Christ. And make sure that the birthday boy is remembered. Let me just say that, quote unquote.
I love that.
Make sure that,
I love that.
The Christ in Christmas, you know, it's about Christmas. It's about Christ for
Christ.
All. Mass.
Yeah.
You know, I look at it like that. Christ for all. So I think this Christmas, as you share, as you give, as you celebrate, it's also good to remember that you need to share Christ and share Jesus one life at a time and just give. Yeah, it's
that's
Christmas.
That's amazing. Well, make sure you do spread the love.
Yeah.
Make sure spread Christ. It's Christmas. It's Christmas, an amazing time. And remember, it's the beginning of a journey of our salvation. That is something we can never take for granted. It's something I really don't want to get into it. But Emmanuel, God is here with us always and every single time. So as we wrap up, I want you to enjoy your Christmas and do make sure you enjoy every bit of moment you have with your family, with your friends, even if it's with yourself. Well, if you can have some coffee with yourself, I don't know, chicken, whatever you can have, I would love you to have
chapatis.
Please make sure you do. And
if
you don't know how to make chapatis perfectly like me, please don't worry. They still matter. they are going to still be enjoyable. Yeah. So have a merry, merry, merry Christmas. And until next week, I pray that you keep listening, keep hoping, keep loving the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your spirit, with all your strength, and with all of yourself. Well, this has been Mob Radio on the special Christmas podcast with Mickey Money and
King Rugongo.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know.